directions on how to use your radio. Find the power button. Turn it to on. Turn the knob to CKUT 90.3 FM. Relax and enjoy.
Listen. You smell something?
I'd call that a big yes.
I feel so funky.
Beckman, get a sample of this. This is hot, Ray.
I'm very excited. I'm very pleased. I want you to get right down to this.
Something
terrific, everybody. Hey, it's 1:01 in the morning Eastern Standard Time here in Greater Montreal, and that must mean, since you're tuned in to CKUT, it's time for another episode of Listen, Just Smell Something. Some of you may be wondering, isn't that show where the guy can't go a single week without playing some Curtis Mayfield? Well, no, that is not that show. But I'll be back with you in a moment. We'll talk about it some more.
Thank you. Thank you. just be for real and forget about the rest.
Terrific. All right, it is 1:23 in the morning. Right here on CKUT 90.3 FM, Greater Montreal. Thanks for being with us for another episode of Listen, Motherfucker. No, I'm sorry. Listen, did you smell something? It's okay. It's the, what is it? Yeah, it's overnight. We're fine. All right. We started the show off with some Curtis Mayfield, which is what I tend to do. Not start the show, but definitely get into the Curtis at some point, infallibly. So that was Kung Fu. Then we had, let's see here. Yes, Sir Joe Quarterman and Free Soul with Let Me Be What I Am. Then we had some Barcaves with Love Pollution. And then I says to myself, I says, Logic, why do you need to move away from the Barcaves so soon? So I went and played another Barcaves with Be Yourself. And then finally we had Ike and Tina Turner with Cussing, Crying, and Carrying On. You know who's probably cussing, crying, and carrying on right now? The Lakers. No, I promised I wouldn't say nothing. I know, I'm joking. So anyways, NBA playoff, super special here for the next couple weeks. And boy, have I been way off with my predictions. Here I was saying my upset selections, because there's always got to be a few lower seeds that win in basketball or in kind of seven-game series. Hockey too. Some baseball, possibly. Yeah. Tiddlywinks also. I says that the Warriors were primed to get upset, and boy was I wrong, because that team just gets all its people back and just metamorphically returns to its atomic weapon form of a few years ago, and they're melting everybody's face off, particularly Denver, unfortunately for those guys. Nikola Jokic about to win the MVP and get bounced in the first round, very, very likely, barring some kind of upset, so there's that. And then I went ahead and last week, y'all will possibly remember that I had predicted a victory, a series victory for the Raptors. And things have turned, taken a turn, haven't they? Being three down and everything here. But then again, one could never have been, in possession of the foresight that Scotty Barnes, rookie extraordinaire, and do everything Swiss Army type mega role player would have gone down with an ankle sprain. And so that didn't help. I was expecting James Harden's postseason knuckleheadedness to prevent the Sixers from fulfilling their full potential. And also, I never saw Tyrese Maxey coming. So, not in the playoffs anyway. So, yeah, I was way off with those big upset predictions. More on the basketball in a moment. Here's some music. I ran out of juice.
Takes me all night long. I gotta keep walking till my back ain't got no bone. Dummies in the showcase, they all seem to come alive. Yes, they do. And it looks like they all laugh and saying, hey, why don't you go somewhere and hide? Stumbling through the city, hey, stopping everyone I see. Lord, you got me going crazy. Strangers look like you to me. Yes, they do. Hey, but if it takes me all night long, I gotta keep stepping till my back ain't got no bone. I'd find my baby. I got to find my baby. Oh, my Lord, I gotta keep on walking till I find my baby. Takes me all night long.
Yeah, they all seem to come alive. Yes, they do now. And it looks like they all laugh and saying, hey, Esther, why don't you go somewhere and hide? You got me stumbling through the city. Hey, stopping everyone I see. Why, my Lord, strangers look like you to me. Yes, they do, Lord, but if it takes me all night long, I gotta keep walking till my back ain't got no bone. No bone. I'm talking about my toe bone. I'm talking about my foot bone.
Bob Glass.
Settle down. Settle down, everybody. You are tuned in to CKUT 90.3 FM. And it is currently 1:49 in the AM here in the Eastern Standard Realm. Visit us on the web at www.ckut.ca. Make sure you do that from time to time. Besides this, I'd like to also inform you all that my name is Logic Johnson, and you are tuned into another episode of Listen, You Smell Something? With a question mark. I'd like to also tell you that I suck at bold basketball predictions. Are they really going to just be all the top seeds are going to just keep moving on? 1, 2, 3, and 4 in each conference moves on. And then 1 and 2 moves on. And then who knows? But boy, it's not a good season to be looking for an upset. Meanwhile, the Phoenix Suns, my dear beloved Phoenix Suns and Chris Paul are feeling the squeeze of the injury bug. So I guess you get squeezed by a bug now in my world, apparently, because, of course, Devin Booker, scoring machine extraordinaire, baby Kobe and everything, has gone down with a hamstring injury that may keep him out weeks. So that means they're going to have to do their own dog paddling without their prime scoring option in the first round and beyond. Now you almost want them to have to get pushed 7 games by the 8th seed, New Orleans Pelicans, who are very, very charming. Technically, they're the 9th seed and earned their way, whatever. Very charming bunch, but my sons, what's going to happen? All right, very quickly, here's the speed round. We had Esther Phillips with Till My Back Ain't Got No Bone. We had Teddy Pendergrass with Only You. You heard it before. We had the Ohio Players with Fop. We had Mandrill with Ratchet, Como Se Va La Cosa. And then we had the Fabulous Originals with It Ain't Fair, But It's Fun, Parts 1 and 2. All right, moving right along. Here is the artistic spotlight of the week. It's a bunch of undisputed truth. Thank you.
September, that day I'll always remember. Yes, I will. 'Cause that was the day that my daddy died. Papa died when we were very young. I never got a chance to see him. I never heard nothing but bad things about it. Mama, I'm depending on you to tell me the truth. Up and said, son, Papa was a rolling stone. Wherever he laid his hat was his home.
And when he died,
oh, he left us was alone.
Hey, Mama, is it true what they say that Papa never worked a day in his life?
About Papa doing some storefront preaching, talking about saving souls and all the time leeching.
Stealing in dirt
and stealing in the name of the Lord. Mama just looked up at me.
Your Papa was a rolling stone,
yeah. Wherever he laid his hat was his home.
Thank you.
tap, tippy tap, heat.